A Prayer of Moses, Psalm 90, 13 through 17. That is our passage today as we continue our journey through the book of Psalms. Relent, Lord, how long will it be? Moses begins with this question. Have compassion on your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days. Make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us, for as many years as you have seen trouble. May your deeds be shown to your servants, your splendor to your children. May the favor of the Lord our God rest on us. Establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. All of us need renewed confirmation. We long to experience God's work again and again. Once is never enough. God's activity in us and around us produces spiritual focus. It allows us to explain the splendor of God to our children. We need to see God at work today and then again tomorrow. Moses was a man who saw God at work. The burning bush, the plagues, the Red Sea, manna from heaven, the Ten Commandments. I mean, Moses saw God up close and personal. However, his experiences also taught him how quickly we forget. As he closed this psalm, he asked God to continue to show his deeds. God's work would be a review for some and a needed first-time learning for their children. God is at work all around us. He's at work in the nations, around the world, and in the lives of people in our world. We need to slow down and watch for him. When we take the time to see his work, we can point it out to our children, and they in turn to their children. We can help them become people who watch for God. That renewed confirmation allows us to be confident in all we do as we establish the work of our hands. Father, may your deeds be shown in us. May we marvel at your splendor. May your favor rest on us. Please establish the work of our hands. In Jesus' name, amen.